Come to me, Lord, to all of our hearts of God and hearts and freshen us, O God, again in Jesus' wonderful name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We already
came really, really with all our hearts, heaven. Is it the joy of the Lord?
Amen. Praise
to God. So we are not just killing time or passing time, but we are here because, amen, we are in the King's business.
Amen.
Praise God. We want to get ready to meet the Lord in the translation.
Amen.
Praise God. So be seated, please. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You just said, for you, there's a few more hymns, you don't mind, from this song book. Praise God. Well, there is our way. So he has to sacrifice and come, because today is a working day. It's a working day. And by the time they get back home, it will be late. So we have to show everyone that the place to see him. And pray so all will come, those that have been told. Alright. Okay, we'll sing "He's Coming Soon," 110. "He's Coming Soon," 110. That, and also the only big book is, I believe, 198. If the print is too small in that book, you can look it at in the only belief, the other book, 198. Alright, "He's Coming Soon." 177. We all should be familiar with the song. The chorus 177. I live because of you, Lord. 177. It's low. That's all this. As we understand and sing, let's really know that we just live because of you, Lord. Total submission to Him. 177. You got it in the song book. I live because of you, Lord.
Into the
Lord, pour fresh on me.
Spirit of the living God.
173.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say we're happy to be here with you. It's our first time this week, and we're looking forward to a wonderful time, our fellowship around the precious revealed word message that God sent to a prophet. We know the only truth here is upon the face of the earth in this hour. God has called us out of darkness to walk in this light. And how thankful we are to have this precious light to fellowship.
Amen.
I'd like to begin reading from verse 22 to Matthew 14. There's a little drama here in the Bible we want to look into tonight. And, you know, Jesus had just finished breaking the bread. He had done a great thing. He had healed the sick. Because in verse 14, we had seen him healing sick. And then verse 15 to 21, he had broken the bread and fed the multitudes. And we want to begin reading from verse 22. And it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain privately to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear." Can you imagine that? "But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of a little faith, why didst thou doubt? When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen. See, John chapter 6. Same scene, but here it is recorded a little differently. We're going to pick it up from about verse 15. St. John 6, 1 to 14, he had also broken the bread here. He had told them, you know, in time it was coming. Having the Passover feast was nigh. And here verse 15, we're going to get. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when evening was now come, that is the time we live in, the evening time, his disciples went down unto the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea towards Capernaum. And it was now dark. Notice that from evening time it became dark. And Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. And he said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land to which they went. May the Lord have his precious blessing to you and his words, and have a seat. I want to take a little title tonight. Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And I didn't get to, I wasn't informed as to how long normally the preaching part of the series goes, so I hope I don't keep you here too long tonight. I'll try to get brief as I could. But we gather here for the purpose of hearing the word.
Amen.
So we want to settle in the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit where we can really hear by the Holy Spirit. And I'm super thankful for the brothers in Singapore for the house here and who are ready to meet us, and Brother Lambert who came with us, and their first opportunity being here in their country. And I certainly appreciate being here and the invitation that when they arrangement made for the meeting that our brother Sue here was very glad to have us over to speak to the assembly here. And we trust that what we say will be a blessing, and we will encourage you in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have no other place to point you but to point you to Him who is the revealed word of Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. He has been unveiled in this day by the evening message by a prophet. It promised to be revealed in the evening time, it shall be light. And that light has come forth through a vindicated prophet that God has sent this day in the person of Brother Branham, William Branham, that we all know, and accepted him to be the last day messenger to the Laodicea Church Age. And he came forth with this great message of the entire revelation of the Word of God given unto us to appear bright and make ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to just speak for a subject, come. For a title, we're going to take, Be of Good Cheer, It Is I, Be Not Afraid. But for a subject, come, one word. Because it's very tremendous the way that we could read the word now, because knowing that it was very difficult to understand the Bible. You know, when we think of that, there was about 969 different denominations, Christian denominations, all claiming to believe the Bible. And when God sent a prophet in this day,
And the Holy Spirit, the one who wrote the Bible, came and began to reveal the Bible. He showed that all 969 denominations was wrong.
Amen.
And we're so thankful for that, because, you know, sometimes we could learn to maybe trust in these things. You know, the works of man, and the organizations of man, and great things that man does, and only to find out in the end that, you know, these things is really not of God. But thank God that, you know, when God sent a prophet this day, came and began to open up the world and show us that there is only one place that God is meeting to believe in itself.
Amen.
God's chosen place of worship.
Yes.
Amen. And maybe as we look in the scriptures, and just kind of a little background, because this last day messenger had come to restore all things.
Amen.
When Jesus was here on the earth, he says, Elijah truly shall come and restore all things.
Amen.
And the word restore means to bring it back to the original condition.
Amen.
Because, you know, many times we think maybe something new. There's nothing new that has come forth in this day. It is what was lost has been given back unto us.
Amen.
Because the Apostle Paul, who had the revelation of Jesus Christ, says, if an angel come from heaven and preach anything different than what I have already preached, let him be accursed.
Amen.
And when we see that a man given the authority by the Holy Spirit, that his very teachings and his very writings became the Bible.
Amen.
Then think of it, that we read the New Testament and we read of the book of Corinth, we read the book of the epistle to the Galatians, the epistle to the Ephesians, the epistle to the Thessalonians, the epistle to the Hebrews. We read all these great books, and the thing that it was the teaching of a man.
Yeah.
Paul, reading the Old Testament and bringing forth the revelation of Jesus Christ that lay in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Because when the apostles was on the earth, they had no New Testament. It wasn't written yet.
Yeah.
It was the teachings of the apostles that became the New Testament.
Yeah.
But they taught Christ out of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And when you think of it, that you read the Old Testament, there's nowhere in the Old Testament you didn't find the word John the Baptist. But yet they had a revelation that man who is preaching down at the river, who was born of Zechariah and Elizabeth, that man who was called John the Baptist was actually the fulfillment of the scripture that says a voice of one will come crying in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And it is such a tremendous thing to recognize the fulfillment of the scripture in the day that we are living in.
Amen.
Because all those Jews had taught that scripture. All of Israel, in every synagogue, in the Pharisees, in the Sadducees, in the Herodians, in the Sanhedrin Council, all the great established organizations of the day, when they would teach the Bible, they will teach about the great Messiah who is going to come. They will teach about the great prophet who is going to forerun the Messiah. And the people look for this prophet. But when John came, because he didn't belong to any organization, the people could not accept him to be the prophet.
Amen.
Because if he was to be a prophet to the Sadducees, they expect him to come out of the Sadducee denomination. Amen. If you belong to the Pharisees, then the Pharisees might have accepted him as a prophet.
Yeah.
If you belong to the Sanhedrin Council, they might have recognized him. But because John didn't belong to no organizations, and he didn't go preaching in the cities, he was preaching out in the wilderness.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, a voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Amen.
Not in the city, in the wilderness.
Amen.
Prepare in the desert a highway for our God.
Amen. Amen.
And it seems so strange that the man ministry had such great impact and had such great influence that it shook the religious churches of that day.
Amen.
That they came from all over Judea to the Jordan River to be baptized of John.
Amen.
And when John would stand there, he would identify himself to them of the Bible. He didn't have a church for them to join. He didn't have some religion to put them in and give them more religion.
Yeah.
But he was revealed to them from the Bible,
Amen.
The promise spoken for an hour.
Amen.
He was revealed to them that the hour had come when all man-made systems were going to cut to naught. And that there's a great one coming.
Amen.
He was so certain of his message the hour is coming, and now is. There is one standing among you whom Amen. You know not.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He was so sure that he was that forerunner, and that his message will introduce the Messiah.
Amen.
He was baptized and he was preaching. He was looking for him to appear on the scene. One day, we saw how Jesus came walking, because he being the Word, and the Word must come to the prophet.
Amen.
Yeah. Think of it, that Jesus was the entire Bible. For the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word,
Amen.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Amen.
And when Jesus came, you know, in St. Luke chapter 24, how he took the Bible, and he took the law, and he took the Psalms, and he took the prophets, and he took all things from Genesis to Malachi, and showed them that he was the fulfillment of all things in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. So here he was, the entire world, the entire mystery of God, because Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
But the mystery of God had to be revealed by the prophet.
Amen. Yeah.
Because the word don't come to a denomination.
Right.
There's no way in the entire plan of God, from Genesis to Revelation, that God ever sent his word in a denomination. There was number one, the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all these things. It was man-made systems that rose up. From the Old Testament, the end of the Old Testament, from the book of Malachi to the book of St. Matthew, the beginning of the New Testament, was 400 years.
Amen.
And those 400 years, there was no prophet. Because it was the prophets who wrote the Bible. And those 400 years, men began to bring their interpretation of the scriptures. So the Sadducees had an interpretation. The Pharisees had an interpretation. The Sanhedrin had an interpretation. The Essenes and the Stoics and all these groups that we had back there had the interpretation, and had the people divided and separated under the leadership of men. And at the end of 400 years, here came a man coming out of the wilderness, a wilderness man, with a different kind of preaching, speaking about the axes laid on the root, speaking about snakes in the grass, speaking about marriage and divorce, speaking against the immoral woman of the day. He cried out against Herodias. Think of how many Sadducees and Pharisees and great leaders had seen that man live with his brother's wife and wouldn't say nothing against him. But when that prophet saw it, he was the messenger, he was the voice of God. He had to condemn that sin. Wife, it was going to cost him his life. But he's a prophet and he had to be true to the word.
Amen.
Every true servant of God would be true to his Bible. They would not compromise. They wouldn't play around. They wouldn't beat around the bush. They wouldn't try to have some denomination.
Yeah.
They would try to promote their own self. Oh. They would bring the people back to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And here was John.
And look, great honor.
His entire message was not himself.
His message was
called a great one.
Amen.
The Lamb of God, I'm looking for him.
I'm baptized.
I'm going to believe on him.
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to be the Messiah. I'm not worthy
to loose the latches of his shoes.
Amen.
His entire message was
pointing the people that there's a great one coming.
Amen.
He needs
I must decrease and he will increase.
Amen.
Though he was in the Bible,
though he was born a special bird,
though an angel appeared at the
time of his birth,
though his mother saw the angel.
Amen.
God was a man sent from God.
Amen.
Yet his ministry
was to reveal the word of himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Son of Man, Jesus
Christ, the Lord of glory.
Amen.
The prophet
had to reveal him to all Israel.
Yeah.
If John didn't reveal Jesus,
nobody would know Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Because the Sadducees were giving somebody to come from the sky.
It amazes me
how the Sadducees didn't even believe in angels.
And all through the Bible, angels spoke to Moses.
Angel came to Gideon. Angel came to Samson's
parents. All through the Bible
speaks of angels.
Yeah.
Didn't believe in resurrection. Elijah
raised the dead. Elijah raised the dead.
It's all in the Bible. And the Sadducees didn't
believe in the resurrection.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Pharisees.
Oh, they tried to keep the law to the letter.
a spirit of works,
trying to justify himself and do this and
don't do this and do this and don't do this.
And then here it was, when Jesus came,
they called him the devil.
The very God they were trying to worship.
How the temple so holy
that they would kill a Gentile
if they go in the temple uncircumcised.
Like how they stoned Paul for carrying
Timothy in the temple and these things.
And yet, the very God was worshiping when he came here, they couldn't recognize him.
That they could give you all the prophecies in the Bible,
telling you
who he is, what he's going to do, how great he is,
how he created the heavens and the earth.
But when he came right here, they couldn't recognize him.
It's like a tremendous thing. But
here was this prophet,
John. He was watching for his message.
He was preaching. He was getting a great crowd of people following him. But he wasn't interested in being a great person. He knew redemption for Israel lay in him being true to the world and revealing to them who is the Messiah. And he was waiting here. And then one day, here came the word himself. Come to the prophet. And that prophet at the end of the Old Testament, for 4,000 years,
the people had held on to a natural lamb.
Since Genesis, the
Garden of Eden, when God killed the first lamb
and shed blood
to cover Adam and Eve's sin, because without the
shedding of blood,
there is no remission of sin.
When the children of Israel had to go under the lamb
in the time of Moses in Egypt,
and say, when I see the
blood, I pass over you.
Amen.
When God told Abraham on the mountain,
take the son
of Isaac and offer him. And Abraham said, the Lord
will provide for himself a lamb.
Amen.
All down to the Old Testament,
every year, once a year,
they were coming a lamb.
And they came having
faith that God required a lamb.
And Lord,
as they bring that lamb, as long as the
male lamb, as long as
it is have no spot or blemish,
it is acceptable of God.
Yeah. And that lamb spoke of Christ.
Yeah. So here was John. He was getting ready now to tell the people, this age, God gives it up. God allows
you to worship that way. Yeah. God gives them ordinances. Yeah. God
gives them holy days.
God gives you all these things. Yeah. But it's coming to an end now.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Because it's part of the real land that's to come.
Amen.
And my message was to reveal that land.
Amen.
So here was John, knowing he was going to reveal that land. And that land was going to be the word himself.
Amen. Amen.
The entire world.
The fullness of the world.
Yeah. Because Abraham was part of the world.
Moses was part of the world. Jeremiah was part of the world.
Isaiah was part of the world. But here now was the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelling in Jesus.
Yeah.
Not Jesus in the Godhead,
the Godhead in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And with the fullness of the world be made flesh. But coming back to a prophet, it didn't come to the Sadducees, it didn't come to the Pharisees, it didn't come to the Sanhedrin. God bypassed every denomination
and he came to his prophet
that he placed here in that
hour to reveal that message.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was the message of the entire Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
And the people, many times they would confess, yes, John's a great man. Yes, God used him. But Jesus would put them in a spot. He said, John baptism of man of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, today, they want to baptize, sprinkle, they want to pour, they want to baptize the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But then there's a prophet that comes, showing us the right to be baptized.
Yeah.
Amen.
As much as they squirm, as much as they fuss, then the word comes
right back. Is John baptism
of man or is it from God?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
And when that word came to them, here it was that they recognized now that John's a prophet. Because many times they would try to talk to Jesus and ask him hard questions. And he would put back the question to them first. Was John a prophet?
Yeah.
He'd put it to them, was John a prophet?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You have to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Some of them are afraid to confess it, because if he told them, yes, if they say, yes, John is a prophet, he would say, well, again, why he didn't come out of the Sadducee church?
Amen.
Why didn't come out of the Pharisee church and follow the prophet? If John is a prophet.
Amen.
See, but many times people don't like to be put in a spot,
yeah,
because they want to have their own way.
Yeah.
They want to go their own thinking. They want to bring to God what they think will please God, what should their taste. Yes. But God requires obedience for everyone.
Thank you.
Amen. In other words, we can bring to God. When Cain brought his own sacrifice, God refused it.
Yes.
As sincere as he was,
yes.
As nice as he made it, as pretty as it looked,
yes.
As hard as it was to bring that sacrifice,
yes.
God refused it. God said, if you do like your brother, I will accept it.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus came on the earth, he said, in vain do these worship me.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So people are going to worship God in vain.
Yeah.
It's not sincerity alone. Something I'm going to do. But I'm sincere. And I'm sincere. Oh, God loves a sincere heart. But you have to have truth with sincerity.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? So you have to be sincere, but have the truth too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Because if you drink some poison, sincerity is water. Drink some cyanide or something. Think it's pop.
Yeah.
Or medicine. You're going to die. As sincere as you are, so sincerity has nothing to do with it. It's with the truth.
Yes.
Amen. Because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Amen.
Amen. So notice, when the message came to John, who was John? John was Elijah the prophet.
Yes.
His name was John the Baptist, but the spirit of Elijah the prophet was in him.
Amen.
And he had the ministry to forerun the first coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And John wasn't pointing them to a Sadducee church or a Pharisee church. John was pointing them to his message,
yeah,
which was the word of the Lamb of God. The Son of Man. John was pointing them to his message.
Amen.
Amen. And get what's happening? So then, when Jesus came up, John had to decrease because his ministry was over. He was to do two things. Close off the Old Testament and introduced the Messiah.
Amen.
Because he was a messenger in a change of dispensation.
Amen.
He came between two dispensations.
Yeah.
He was between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah.
And between the Old Testament and the New Testament, he was down by the river when the Lord came to him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And he's baptizing.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that how God did in this generation?
Yeah.
The same God.
Amen.
Do it the same way.
Amen.
Yet that prophet, John, when he revealed the Messiah, when he revealed the headstone, Jesus himself, the world, the resurrection of the life, the Lamb of God, the way, the truth, the life.
Amen.
That was John's message.
Amen.
He revealed who Jesus was.
Yeah.
Now the people could look away from the Sadducees, now they can look away from the Pharisees, now they can look away from the natural land and all the tradition of the elders.
Yes.
Now they can look to the living word.
Yes.
And the
promise
of him. Amen. And then Jesus, the Son of Man himself, amen, had a message of three poles. Went for healing the sick. Amen. Discerning the hearts.
Amen.
Amen. Could speak to a storm and say, peace be still. Could speak to a tree and say, no man to it no more. Amen. Man could walk in the water.
Yes.
He was the living world.
Amen.
Could open up the scriptures and reveal the truth.
Amen.
Amen. My, here it was. What a message. Jesus, the living world, the entire Bible,
yes,
the word revealed by the prophet,
amen,
the message of the hour.
Yes.
And all the disciples,
yes,
who had recognized John to be a prophet,
amen,
who are now following the prophet's message.
Yes.
Jesus. You're following the word of the hour.
Yeah.
And that never came from denomination, but came from one man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Came from one man!
Yeah.
It's not strange. It's the same God today.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think that it's strange. Sometimes we think maybe we should be scared to believe this and believe that. But when we see the living word of Almighty God,
yeah,
when we see in the Bible,
yeah,
what about Peter and John and James and Martha and Mary and Lazarus? When they came out there and they recognized John as Elijah the prophet.
Yeah, amen.
When they recognized one man of the truth.
Yeah.
When they recognized Jesus as the Son of Man that the prophet revealed.
Yeah.
When they could come up and follow that.
Yeah.
When they could separate from all denominations.
Yeah.
Total separation from all belief.
Yeah. Yeah.
And follow the word of the hour.
Yeah.
Amen. And here we see the disciples. It was
coming of the evening time.
Amen.
And Jesus, after he had healed all his sick, he had come up to the place. And John was on the scene, and he had to reveal word. He had come down to the place, they break the bread, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And it's barley loaves. If you check them in the Bible. And you can't put the left in the barley. Amen. Amen. See, and 5 barley loaves, one is Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, and Columba. That was the original apostolic doctrine. See, Paul had the original apostolic faith. And that faith fell in the ground and died. But when Luther came up, Luther only had a truth, a revelation, to just study by faith. He didn't have the fullness of the apostles' doctrine. Where did he have it? Because they only had a part of the truth. But it was promised Elijah will come and restore back all things.
Amen.
He's going to bring back one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
Amen. Bring back the original faith of the fathers. Bring back the original apostolic doctrine.
Amen.
So look at where there's a fish. Look at a fish and where there's a fish. A revelation.
Yeah.
But then the last barley loaf was Malachi 4,
yeah,
who brought back the original apostolic doctrine.
Yeah.
Amen. It was a message of the 7 seals.
Yeah.
Amen. And the lamb stood there breaking the bread.
Yeah.
And he broke the bread and he gave it to the apostles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then the ministers had the congregation in the 50s.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And each one had a section that they break into.
Lord.
And every time they break peace, they go back, cook bread and cook fish.
Amen.
Amen.
Think of it.
Amen.
They broke it and it grow. Cook bread and cook fish.
Amen.
And the prophet says, you tell me what kind of atom turn loose there.
Amen.
Amen. Science could get a hold of that. They could see the world today.
Amen.
You have no famine.
Amen.
Amen. And if God did it once, and there's a way to do it, there's still a way to do it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And if Peter and them, who had recognized the light to the prophet, who was following the
Amen.
Son of Man, the one Elijah revealed, to break the bread and multiply, then the same thing
Amen.
No wonder the prophet says they're always
Amen.
Coming when the clothes are done. We'll be able to worship until we take the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Amen. When the squeeze come down on the bride. But in that hour, there will be faith to multiply the bread and fishes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There will be people take the word in their hand.
Amen.
Amen. Knowing your commission
Amen.
By the Son of Man. Break that bread.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So here it was. He stood there and he had just break the bread, break the word. Amen. Feed the hungry multitudes.
Amen.
Amen. See, feed them all with the bread. Who is the bread? He's the bread.
Amen.
He's the bread of life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And then he dismissed the people.
Yeah.
And we know 1963. Amen. When the Son of Man said the word, the fullness of the word that came at the end of the New Testament.
Yeah, amen.
When there was another one like Elijah before the second coming.
Amen.
As John forerun the first coming. So
amen.
Shall this one forerun the second coming.
Amen.
As the spirit of Elijah come on John, the spirit of Elijah came on Malachi 4. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he was healing the sick, a great ministry, but he was looking for a message.
Amen.
His message was going to be the word.
Amen.
The word is going to come to the prophet.
Amen.
He said, hey, take the John.
Amen.
He was going to call the people out of the organizations, man-made system. He was going to preach against marriage and divorce.
Yeah.
He was going to preach against all the denominations. He was going to preach against immoral women.
Amen.
He's going to be a woodsman.
Yeah.
He's going to be a man from the wilderness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just like Elijah was.
Amen.
Just like Elijah was. So then, when we look and see how God, the unchanging continuity of God in His Word, how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever,
yeah.
How God never changes His ways,
yeah.
God never changes His program.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That is why if He did something yesterday, we can look at it and know how He will work
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
That is why the Bible is given unto us for an example.
Yeah.
We don't have to guess. We don't have to reason. We don't have to imagine.
Oh,
we can
amen.
Look in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. And see what the pattern is.
Yeah.
And God will work according to His pattern.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So in this day, when the Son of Man was revealed, then he dismissed the congregation and the disciples. They got in the boat. And the Bible says they did cross over onto the other side. Where are we going tonight?
Amen.
We are going over to the other side.
Amen.
Amen. And we are rowing the boat. We have seen Elijah.
Yes.
We have seen the Son of Man.
Amen.
We have fallen the revealed world.
Yes.
We have left the Sadducees. We have left the Pharisees. We have left the Sanhedrin Council.
Yes.
We have left all these denominations.
Amen.
Amen. Just like they were.
Yes.
And we are crossing over on the other side.
Amen.
Oh, they were having a great testimony service.
Yeah.
A lot of our message, testimony in the sea. Yeah, they will give a little drama here. And the prophet brings it out. Testimony in the sea.
Amen.
He took the same scripture. And he's revealing the scripture to us. He said it must have been a hot afternoon. From the looks of the scripture, just before this event. So it must have been a really quiet, sunny, hot afternoon. The sun was setting. Amen.
Amen.
And then all... they turn loose and wave back to the people. Hope to see you again sometime.
Amen.
As they move into the sea. And the sunset and the evening twilight. And then after a while, the darkness sets in.
Amen.
Now let us follow the little drama a little bit. Because we see it in a perfect parallel.
Amen.
With the ministry of John at the end of the Old Testament and the revealing of the Word Himself.
Amen.
The headstone among the people.
Yeah.
And we are the followers of the revealed word that the prophet revealed.
Amen.
And we are crossing over on the other side.
Yeah.
Amen. And evening time, when he came, a prophet in evening time,
yeah,
revealing the Son of Man.
Yeah.
When he came, and he began to break the bread.
Yeah.
Amen. He opened the seven seals.
Yeah.
Amen. And then he dismissed the people. Many of them went back to the denominations.
Yeah.
But the believers, we become in the ship, a little fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And they begin to row away, they're going over on the other side.
Yeah.
And in St. John, notice it says it was evening time and then became dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So let's look at it. And St. John says, and they rowed about 25 to 30 furlongs.
Amen.
It was about 25 to 30 furlongs since they last saw the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And here in 1989.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Since January 19, 1989, and being some 25 to 30 furlongs, we've been rowing since we last saw the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen. Since the 7 years over when this is the people in the evening time.
Amen.
And we've been coming in the boat. He said they've been having a great testimony service.
Yes.
Because each one has an experience,
yes,
recognizing the prophet.
Amen.
Recognizing the word that the prophet revealed. So they all want to testify.
Hallelujah.
They all want to say something.
Hallelujah.
Like we marching them the boat. Amen. As it was coming.
My.
And you know, maybe it was John who was the youngest. Maybe want to talk with those young people are full of energy. So from the time they set the sails and they drop the oars, John says, I want to testify. It's burning inside my heart. It's just too much to hold back.
Yeah.
He said, brothers, did you see what happened today? Did you recognize after he took the bread in his hand and he looked to heaven and he prayed and he blessed and he broke it? How 5,000 people were fed from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, a little boy's lunch.
Yeah.
He said, and what staggers my mind is how 12 basketfuls was taken up after everybody was fed.
Yeah.
He says, when I broke the first piece, when he, as a matter of fact, when he handed the bread, and he said, go and feed those on the right side. I got those 4 groups of 50 each.
Yeah.
And I look at the bread in my hand. And I says, how could I feed all these people this little piece of bread? He said, but I'm going to obey his word anyhow.
Yeah.
He said, I wanted to break off sparingly. But I broke the first piece, I broke the second piece, and I looked at the bread in my hand, and it was still the same size.
Hallelujah.
He said, I couldn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
He said, so I'm going through some mind battles, but I try to hold the cells together,
Amen.
And I keep on breaking, By the time I had broken and fed about 20 people, he said it was still the same size. I look at Peter, he looked at me. He said, you look at Andrew, you look at Philip. And we all realize our prayer was still the same size.
Yeah. Yeah.
We realize you were caught up in the midst of something supernatural.
Yeah.
It was happening right here.
Yeah.
So easy. Some of the people didn't even realize it was a supernatural thing taking place.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And then maybe Peter says, all right, John, you're talking too long now. Give somebody else a chance. Let Philip testify. And no doubt Philip stood in the boat. And he wanted to testify too. And he said, praise God. I can't go unless I'm a prophet Elijah. You know, I was there all the meetings. And I came over here, I got a front seat. And that day when that prophet stood up by that river and began to preach and explain the scriptures, I tell you, I was never in a meeting like that. And I was getting the river that day when I heard it, saw the light come down, I heard the voice, and I knew in my heart that the word, the prophet ministry was being vindicated.
Amen.
He said, so I went and called my friend Nathaniel. And I could see Nathaniel get up and say, all right, Philip, that's my testimony. Let me tell you my own testimony.
Amen.
You know, some people, they don't want you to testify for them.
Amen.
So Nathaniel took all his story. He said, yes, I was here praying in the orchard. And you know, I have many trees in the orchard. I have a grapevine, I have a pear tree, I have a pomegranate tree. He said, I have a fig tree, I have some date palms. He said, but I go and pray under the fig tree about 2 every afternoon. And I was here praying under the fig tree. And Philip came and we began to have a discussion in the scriptures and invited me to a meeting in the night. And I went down and I was watching the man. It was kind of strange. The way he preached, he had an authority. He had the command. Like a man knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
When he came to the healing service, he began to look at people over like that and like he would go another round. His eyes become like glassy. Like he's breaking into another dimension, like. And you know, I was done waiting in the bar, I got a big, heavy set man in front of me. So I was kind of sitting behind that man watching because I don't want to get involved in none of these new religions.
Yeah,
man. Oh, especially all this prophet and prophet. He said, so all of a sudden, the man said, I feel a pull of faith. He turned around and looked at me and said, behold, an Israelite who gives no guile.
Yeah.
He said, brethren, go to my heart. When the man said that, you know, it seemed like the man was seeing right through me.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, man, you don't know me. I didn't realize I stood up in the service and was speaking back to the man.
Yeah.
He said, then the man says, before Philip called me, I saw thee,
yeah,
and the man identified which tree in my whole backyard,
yeah,
I was under the fig tree.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He said, but they're not finishing for me. It was settled.
Yeah.
I said, he said, spontaneously I cried out, Rabbi, thou art the King of Israel, thou art the Son of God.
Yeah.
And he told me something I'm still trying to understand, brother. I still put it in my heart. He said, because you believe this, you will see greater things.
Amen.
You will see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Glory.
In other words, because you can believe the second pole,
yes,
that it is in your heart,
amen,
you will get a revelation of the third pole.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bring your eyes into the supernatural.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And you one day will stand in the same place I'm standing.
Amen.
Amen. Oh man, he was testifying. And the service, everybody's getting a chance. The power of God is moving. He's having a great time. But they failed to realize the scene was changing. When they came to about 25 furlongs,
amen,
it was now dark.
Amen.
And they had failed to notice the winds gathering together.
Amen.
They had failed to notice the darkness moving in,
yeah,
and the winds begin to blow and travel.
Yeah.
They were so taken up in the little testimony services,
yeah,
talking about past experiences,
yeah, Amen.
The waves begin to rise. The water was moving contrary. And all of a sudden, they found themselves in the midst of a violent storm. And listen to the prophet brings this out. And he says here, and we notice these things. Trouble comes upon once. Oh, the devil over and said, they've gone off on a tantrum. They're jumping up and down, shouting, having a big time. You know what? Right now is my time to sit there. I'll get even with them. Did he say that we're going to let them believe us of that revealed word message that Elijah revealed? You think he's going to let them laugh at people that come out to the denomination and go out on a good time? You think Satan is going to let them go testify the words of a prophet and the denomination falls and the Son of Man is revealed and we thank God that we are the eagles now, we are the bride, we get called out, we have the truth of the hour? Not at all. So why do we get testifying? Trouble has set you. He said, that's the hour we are living in.
Amen.
And then we're going to find out if the miracles isn't taking place no more, like they were. The sick go home sick. It isn't because of God. It's because of the lack of revival among the people. There's no revival. They sit and listen, go home and say, well, I guess that was pretty good. See, there's not that zeal. There's not that something the people that should be there. He says, and the spirit of mine looks around and says, yeah, wait a minute here. Are we all going to take that ecumenical council? Will our whole group go in here? Sure you're going. That's exactly it. You watch and see if you don't. Bible said you would, exactly. Christ will be on the outside. And we know they reject him since 1963.
Yeah.
He was in the church, the Son of God, doing miracles among them.
Yeah.
But when they put him out in the outside of the church, he would reveal the Son of Man.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Because they had to come back to the beginning.
Yeah.
If Elijah had to restore all things and bring us back to the faith of the fathers.
Amen.
And the church was built upon whom do men say, I, the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen. That was the church is built upon, now the foundation stone.
Yeah.
Upon this rock, this revelation, I will build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Yeah.
And the Alpha and Omega, he's the first and the last.
Amen.
Amen. And then Elijah is to come and bring back the original revelation back in the last days.
Yeah.
Not a new revelation, bring back the same revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Even thus shall it be in that day when the Son of Man be revealed.
Amen.
Amen. When the Word Himself, God Himself, made flesh. Amen. Now watch. So the Bible said, exactly, you would go into the ecumenical council and you say, Christ will be on the outside, the moon black itself out. Before the Pope, the first one ever went to Rome.
You, if you are message believers, you know 1963, when the Pope Paul VI went to Jerusalem, the first Pope ever went to Jerusalem, the ancient enemy of the church, the Romans, who persecuted the early Christian church.
When it's pagan Rome, the same Romans who killed Jesus, when it became Papa Rome, and then here they have come. And that, instead of a political empire, is a spiritual empire today.
Amen.
And the ancient enemy of the church went back to Jerusalem, how the moon blacked out, went into eclipse, darkness.
And here stood a prophet
with the mind of Almighty God, knowing what the sign meant, because God always shows the signs in the heaven
before it happens in it.
Amen.
Whenever there's a great event taking place in the earth, He always
shows it in the heavens.
Amen.
Like how Jesus, the wise man, said, where is He born? King of the Jews, we have seen the star in the east.
Amen.
Amen. All those things. And then He says, gross darkness is upon the people. Arise and shine, your light is
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you,
but
cross darkness on the people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. They reject the light. This is the condemnation that light is come.
And men choose darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil.
And it shall be light in the evening time.
Amen.
The evening light is come, but men choose darkness rather than evil because the deeds are evil.
Yep.
What the evil deeds? Not just killing people and these things.
Yep.
Bible said,
Cain killed Abel
because his deeds was evil.
Yeah.
evil deeds. Yeah, he killed Abel because his deeds was evil.
Amen.
Amen.
His evil deeds is the false worship.
Amen.
He brought the wrong sacrifice.
Yeah.
And God had no respect to it. The Bible says the 10 spies brought back an evil report.
Yeah.
They said we cannot take the land.
Amen.
See what evil in God's sight is?
Yeah.
Not taking all the word is evil.
Amen.
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 See, so we can't take the land. The Bible says they brought back an evil report.
Yeah.
Because that evil report, they held the people back who was called by the prophet.
Amen.
And were supposed to go and possess the land. They held them back from going to possess what the prophet revealed to them is theirs.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
But Joshua and Caleb said, we are more than able to take the land.
Amen.
Amen.
Now notice something.
He said, the darkness, said, what was the darkness?
When that moon became black, after the seas opened,
from evening time to darkness.
Amen. And here in the darkness of the night, rowing.
Amen. Crossing on the other side. And the winds are all contrary now.
He said, death is great out of darkness.
When there was gone, the winds come up. All hopes of survival was gone.
Now what are you going to do if your denomination goes into the Ecumenical Council? What's going to happen then to all the great things that we have built here on earth?
Amen.
But you know, as they were about to scream and all hopes was gone, they couldn't be saved.
All of a sudden,
they see him come walking on the water in the hour of darkness.
Amen.
The same one.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
The same one that they left.
Thank you, Lord.
For about 25 foot land,
didn't see no more.
Yeah.
Since about 1965, we haven't seen no more.
Yeah.
And we've been rowing, rowing, rowing.
But then we found ourselves in a storm.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he comes back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he comes walking.
When? On the fourth watch.
Yeah.
First watch of that first seal was Paul.
Paul, Irenaeus, and Mark was the lion.
That first seal was the lion. Read it in Revelation 6, verse 1 and 2.
A lion made the announcement, say, come and see. And then,
what did he see? A white horse rider going forth.
But that lion aged when Paul and Irenaeus and Martin went forth in Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamos. See? Then there's an ox age.
Another beast, another living creature says,
come and see. Who was them living creatures? Was for them, who was around the throne.
Yeah.
Amen. And each one of them made an announcement.
And there's a man on the earth
catching the inspiration.
Yep. Amen.
Look at the Bible.
Here was a pillar of fire coming on the road to Damascus.
Who was that? A heavenly angel.
Yep.
Who was that heavenly angel? The pillar of fire.
Amen.
Who was that pillar of fire? The I am that came to Moses.
Amen.
Who was the I am that came to Moses?
Amen.
Christ himself.
Amen.
Paul wrote in Hebrews 11. He said Moses bore the reproach of Christ.
Amen.
Prophet said, how could Moses be an reproach of Christ? Yet Christ is the pillar of fire that came from Moses.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. The I am that I am.
Amen.
Because then Paul said, the same pillar of fire of the who art thou, Lord?
Amen.
Elohim.
Yeah.
J-B-H-U. Who art thou? He said, I am Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yeah. My, that shook up Paul. Because he thought Jesus was a man from Nazareth who was a carpenter who was born in fornication.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he seen a light, a pillar of fire, saying he's Jesus.
Amen.
And he realized Jesus is more than a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is God himself.
Yeah. Afterwards, he called him Melchizedek.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He called him the blessed and only potentate.
Yeah.
He called him the true high priest.
Amen.
He called him the true tabernacle that God picks it up, man.
Yeah.
He called him Christ our Passover. Christ our first fruits. He called him the last Adam.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He had a revelation who Jesus was.
Amen.
Amen. No wonder the song says, let's talk about Jesus, King of kings, to see the great I am.
Amen.
The truth, the way, the life, the door.
Amen.
He is the entire Bible.
Amen.
So notice something. Here it was. Paul, when he saw Jesus.
Yeah,
that light coming down.
He knew that I was the God of the Bible.
He came and he wrote the Old Testament.
And so it is here.
But Branham revealed unto us.
He says, in his dark hour, when all hopes was gone,
here they saw him coming back around a second time.
25 years had passed.
25 columns, rather, had passed. And it was in the midst of a storm.
And they thought, oh my, how are we going to make it? If we can have back the old days, if we can be back in the old meetings, when you sit in the discernments, when you break the bread, when you lie to the prophet, stood and preached fearlessly. Oh, but brothers, where are those days? Way in the past. Way in the past. How many men tonight would like to go back and say, I wish I could, the prophet could be back here. I wish we could have back the meetings. When I hear the tape, how it thrills my heart.
Amen.
And here he was in that dark hour, under the fourth watch. See, the first watch was Paul, Uranus, Martin. First scene. Second scene was Columba, the ox age. Then the third scene was Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost, reformer age.
Yes.
Spirit of man, reformer age.
Amen.
And the fourth scene is at the end of the Pentecostal age.
Amen.
This time we're living here.
Yes.
And under that fourth scene, religion, politics, and demon powers is united together.
Yes.
It's a pale horse.
Yes.
Is that right? Yes. Religion, politics, and demon power. What is it united to do? Kill off everything of the earth.
Amen.
Close down the bride.
Amen.
Close down the believers of the revealed world.
Yes.
What was Satan doing? He was bringing the winds and the waves and the sea and everything else.
Amen.
And amen. To destroy the little fellowship.
Yes.
The little ship that had. The world was on that ship.
Yes.
Well, who was in that ship was the one who had believed Elijah's message.
Amen. Amen.
The one who was following the Son of Man.
Amen.
That was the one in that ship.
Amen.
And he was coming to jump them and sink them out.
Yeah.
Amen. And at that hour, under the fourth watch, under the fourth seal, here comes the seventh seal Christ.
Amen.
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 The Son of Man himself. Hallelujah. Come walking unto them. It was a time of deliverance.
Yeah.
Amen. He saw what the devil was fixing to do.
Yeah.
He saw the devil was planning to bring a persecution to wipe them out.
Yeah.
He saw the devil was uniting all his powers.
Yeah.
He's the prince of the power of the air.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And the world is the multitudes of people.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And he was coming here to destroy them.
Yeah.
But what was happening? They were in the boat. And maybe that time when they saw those in a condition that they needed assistance. I can imagine Peter, the most boisterous one, he jumped off his seat and said, okay, Andrew, take the oars. Philip, you take the sails. Thomas, get the boat into the water. Come on, man. We're going to be back in the storm. Amen. We have come through many a storm before. Remember that time on the Sea of Galilee? Remember that time on the Sea of Tiberias? Remember that time over there? We can do it, man. Let's unite ourselves together. Amen. We are more than ever.
Yes.
Let's have a prayer meeting. Let's do some tracks. Let's have some special services. Let's do some books. Let's have an all-night prayer meeting. Let's do a few tapes. Oh, that was the idea.
Oh, man.
It wasn't going to change that situation.
True, true.
By the time Thomas got the bucket of water and began to dip the water, here was waves passing that boat. Thomas was thrown one time the boat. The bucket went out of the boat. Amen. Here was all soaking wet. Here's Andrew and the oars. And he's trying all his skill. Amen. Since he's small, he grew up in a fishing family. He knows the sea. He's a fearless man when it comes to the water. He's not scared in the dark.
Yeah.
Amen. But the oars begin to break up.
Yeah.
Amen. His tools were broken up. He became helpless.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do. Here, Lydia, Philip, you know, trying to, you know, he and maybe Nathaniel, two good prayer warriors, bow their heads and they're trying to have a prayer meeting. Oh Lord, I know you can change it, Lord. I know you can change the weather, Father, in the name of Jesus. And the storm was raging, Lord.
Amen.
Then maybe, Judas, bluffing his own subconscious, maybe trying to look at his storm. You know, in a very mystical way. And say, I rebuke thee, thou raging storm. Maybe a wave was bashing in the corner.
Yeah.
Amen. The boat was full of water, and they realized it was in a drama. The little fellowship had all kind of problems.
Yeah.
All kind of disturbances.
Yeah.
They just couldn't seem to stay afloat.
Yeah.
When the scene changed, when the weather changed, The condition was too much for them. They have been suppressed by the change of environment.
Amen.
Right that hour, here they saw a strange figure.
Amen.
In a strange way. In a way that they never saw it before.
Amen.
In a way that they was unaccustomed to.
Yes,
here he come.
Amen.
And they haven't seen him for the last 25 to 30 years. See? But now they have come to a rude awakening.
Amen.
The testimony services come to an abrupt end.
Yes.
Because only past testimonies.
Yes, yes.
See? And they found themselves in a great struggle in the present darkness. See? But now the very same one who had broke the bread.
Amen.
Was coming to see.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. That dark stormy hour. Here was the revealed word that Elijah had revealed.
Amen.
Amen. And they couldn't recognize him. And the first thing they saw, what's it? Maybe Thomas and Judas said, "What do you think, boy?" He said, "I feel like a spiritual." And a wave of fear began to move in the little ship.
Yeah.
But see, maybe Natalia looked at him. He said, "Find that look spooky." See, John, you know, you look at it, and it's Paul in mind. He looked at the ones he thought was more experienced than him. Maybe they know a little better. Maybe they in the faith a little longer.
Yeah.
So he himself kind of said, "Well, if you brothers think that, well, I certainly don't want to disagree with your opinion." And the very same Jesus that was testifying about, very same Jesus that was praising, now he was scared of the same Jesus.
Yeah.
Now he was calling the same Jesus a little while ago that was testifying about, he was calling the devil.
Yeah.
He was calling him a spirit.
Yeah.
Not the world, believers of the message. They believe Elijah the prophet.
Yeah.
They believe the Son of Man. What will I be revealed? And those testify, "Thank God, I ain't a Sadducee no more. Thank God, I ain't a Pharisee no more."
Yes.
See? I'm not going to go to the same world in another season.
Yes.
Under different conditions.
Yes.
And they couldn't recognize the word.
No.
They cried out of fear.
Those are finally the Son of Man.
Yes. He had come to them in the fourth watch.
In that dark hour. When all the powers is united together
to destroy the ship.
Yeah.
He had come to the assistance. He had come for deliverance. Yeah. Because he saw the condition of the way.
Yeah.
And he had a lift up in the heart.
Thank you.
And the first thing that he's come walking, he sensed this fear all over the place.
Yeah.
All around the boat, he sensed the fear. He could see it in their eyes. He could see it in their faces. And he said, the first thing he says, "Be of good cheer."
Amen.
In other words, listen, be happy.
Amen.
What are you worried about?
Amen.
Be of good cheer.
Thank you.
It is I.
Hallelujah.
Be not afraid.
Thank you.
He began to deal with the fear.
Amen.
He began to deal with the uncertainty.
Yeah.
He began to deal with the speculation.
Yeah.
He began to deal with all the negative and the suspicion.
Amen.
And say, "It is I."
Amen.
What are you worried about?
Yeah.
Amen. The same one who broke the bread.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's I who discern your heart.
Amen.
But
yeah.
I may be looking a little different, but it's still me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your heart and heart was, and your vision might be a little obscure.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be so looking back at the past.
Yeah.
And you know, you've been thrown all out of focus with a sudden change of conditions.
Amen.
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 He knew in that hour only one thing could break that spirit of fear.
Yeah.
Now I want you to catch this real good.
Amen.
You're gonna close our eyes, but catch this real good. Whatever Jesus does, because he's perfect and he can't learn anything, he's infinite.
Amen.
When he does something the first way, he always does it the same way, whenever in the same condition.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why. If you approach him the same way somebody else approached in the Bible on a certain condition and they receive a certain result, you're going to get the same result.
Amen.
Because you cannot change. And what I want you to notice was
what he did and what he said. He could have said many things. He could have said, Pete, John, Nathaniel, you, it's me, Jesus. He didn't say that. He didn't come down. He knew the condition they were in, and he knew what they were going to take to break the fear,
yeah,
take the doubts out, to lift them to a higher level of faith, to give them power over the condition in that environment.
Yeah.
Because the conditions had suppressed them.
Yeah.
They had broken the oar, broken the boat, and was throwing their lives on the brink of death. The entire ship was going to be this way.
Yeah.
And here it was, he said, it is I. What is it is I?
Amen.
It is I.
Amen.
In other words, he began to identify himself.
Amen.
When he came back around a second time.
Amen.
Under the fourth watch.
Amen.
About 25 furlongs after.
Amen.
When it was dark.
Yeah,
and the Lord told me, he came with a message of identification.
Amen. Amen.
Identify himself in the present hour to them.
Amen.
That it is I. Amen. And then he said, be not afraid.
Amen.
He knew if they know it is I, if they can recognize it is I,
amen.
Amen. Because you know he can master any condition.
Amen.
If you in your home tonight, or in your own ship, and the problems come, and the trials come, and you find yourself in the struggle, and you don't know how to come out of it, amen. And the very word of the hour, revealed by the prophet,
hallelujah,
the living word is coming to you.
Amen.
Amen. The very thing that can deliver you.
Yeah.
And the devil has your mind in such a condition that he's trying to get you to see the world as a spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
To hold you in fear and suspicion.
Yeah. Yes.
But the Lord is coming,
amen,
to identify himself.
Amen.
To break the spirit of fear and body.
Hallelujah.
And give a spirit of love and power for somebody.
Amen. Yeah. Yes.
So he said, it is I. Be not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't be in fear, rejoice. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Be of good cheer.
Amen.
What? It is I.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why?
A message of identification, identifying him present amongst them.
Hallelujah.
They have to recognize he is present amongst them.
Amen.
The Lord himself.
Amen.
Shall descend from heaven.
Amen.
With a shout.
Amen.
What's that? Is that the message going forth?
Amen. Amen.
Not another person, the Lord
Amen.
Himself.
Amen.
Shall descend, come down from heaven.
Amen.
With a message.
Yes.
And now gather the bridegroom. Jesus
Amen.
Does all two things.
Amen.
The shout, the voice, and the trump.
Amen. Amen. Great people, mystery is coming. The great secret.
Amen. Amen. How you going to make a thief in the night? In the night, in the fourth watch.
Amen. Yeah.
A thief, but they're all scared.
Yeah.
They're all scared and perturbing their minds. And here it is. Hell being created on the earth today. But by identifying himself, he began to take on the carnal conceptions and the suspicions. How could those same people watch the Son of Man, watch the revealed word that came to the prophet and the prophet revealed?
Of course, first. Yeah, yeah.
That was the same one in the banks of the Jordan.
Yeah.
That was the same one that broke the ground. That was the same one that fought and said, he's in that one following me. It wasn't another person. But the conditions that they had gotten into, they wasn't seeing the word the way they were supposed to see it.
Yeah.
And because they wasn't seeing the world the way they were supposed to see it, it was bringing fear, it was bringing defeat. And the only thing to break that, he had to identify himself.
Amen.
A message identified his presence, showing the seed amongst them.
Amen.
And then what's something? While he was identifying himself to them, and then the boat,
catch this now,
something happened. Peter was in the boat, but he was hearing it different than the rest. The rest wasn't even listening to what you were saying. Maybe some of them were only watching the waves and saying, look at the big waves. But you see them? I see some like a shark outside there, air shark thing. They see all kinds of things and hear the word amongst them.
Yeah.
But the mind was in such a condition. But Peter was hearing it different.
Amen.
And while they were calling the Spirit, something struck Peter's heart. He said, Lord,
Amen.
If that is you, bid me to come.
Amen.
He said, all of us, yes. The whole church, that you got a believer in. He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me, Peter, to come.
Amen.
And he looked him in the eye and said, come.
Amen.
Man, you know what? You know what was tracking Peter? What do you think struck Peter? You think about it tonight. You read that story many times. What do you think struck Peter? Under the fourth watch, when the Son of Man came back along a second time, the same one Elijah revealed.
Amen.
The message of the hour.
Yeah. Amen.
What is struck him in that second cycle? What is struck him about 25 kilometers after in that stormy hour?
Yeah.
Peter was seen. Here we in the boat. He had his foot on something solid. He's not even in the water. And this man, whoever it is outside here, he in the same storm that we in.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the way he's walking with his hands in his pocket, cool like he's walking in his backyard in a sunny, breezy afternoon. And he's going to walk him on the water. He's trying to balance it.
Yeah.
No, he's walking good. He's coming again.
Yeah.
And Peter was thinking, here we are, all of a heart failure.
Yeah.
My blood pressure raised so high. And this man in the same storm and have total control over the same situation.
Amen.
And Peter said, look at me, I testify about the prophet. I testify about the Son of Man.
Amen.
I testify of all of you and I'm full of fear.
Yeah.
See? I'm supposed to be secure in this boat, my foot in the water. See? And I'm so negative and I can't have the victory.
Yeah.
And Peter began to see himself.
Yeah.
Not in the condition that the believer was supposed to be in.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
When Peter saw that life demonstrated, when he saw that dominion, demonstrating
Amen.
Something in burning his heart. He said, I want to see that in my own house.
Amen.
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 I don't just want to believe the message.
Amen.
I want to see what was displayed by the Son of Man manifested
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Peter wasn't just contented to testify and then be defeated and full of fear and suspicious, but he wanted that same faith. He wanted to live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
And under the message of identification, there came a call. A call
Amen.
Followed the message of identification. It says, come!
Amen.
He was called away into the atmosphere where he was.
Yes.
Into the world he lived in.
Amen.
Into the realm of perfect faith.
Yes.
That caused him to master every circumstance.
Amen.
Amen. But they never caught the understanding of why he was identifying himself. See? They never realized the real purpose that he came for. They never saw that he was displaying the solution
Amen.
To their condition in that hour.
Amen.
That by him walking in the water, he was showing them is a way you can master the environment.
Amen.
Is a way to have victory still.
Amen.
Is a way of even though it gets worse under this condition
yeah.
and the squeeze comes down upon you. You can stand out of
victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He was displaying that to them in that hour. Amen. And on that fourth watch, when all the powers was in a union, religious power, political power, the prophet New York guys be here. He said, no wonder we're in such a chaos as we are, the winds of communism, the winds of churchism, the winds of ecumenical organization. It's a joining time, a unionizing time, unionizing labor. The nations of the United Nations, they are uniting. Churches are uniting. What is it all showing? It's showing that Christ and the bride is fixing to unite.
Amen.
That's what's seeing now. All these shadows of things are showing the positive coming. Watch now be close. Amen. He said, that great hour when all hopes of survival is gone, they see somebody come walking in the water. And they think the sad part, they say it looks spiritual. If that hasn't happened again, they're afraid of it. Amen. See, afraid of some kind of devil power. Only thing could have helped them in that hour,
yeah,
was the devil having scared them.
Yeah.
The only thing to bring them into a higher level of faith,
yeah,
into a realm where they master all circumstances,
yeah,
the devil having scared them. Amen. But Peter, in that hour, in that call, followed the message of identification, identifying his presence, identifying with the same one, come back along a second time in that dark, stormy hour. Amen. A painful desire, a holy man takes to see the promise confirming his life, including the Peter's heart.
Amen.
Some were skeptical, some were suspicious, others were fearful, some were critical, but Peter broke through all that some barrier, all the negative voices, and said, Lord, it is you, bid me come. And he began to walk. And the message of desperation, he said, Peter, he's all screamed up one night in the sea. He got in desperation. He began to cry. There's something wrong. I see a spirit come walking to me. The ship was about to go down. He said, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come here to you on the water. He stepped down onto the ship and started. He got scared when he got started. He started to sink. Do a mistake. Listen, do a mistake in trying to follow the commandments of God. He said, I hope the church gets that. The man was doing what God had told him.
Amen.
He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come.
Yes.
And I can imagine Peter step out. The first thing, doubting Thomas and Judas said, not me, the Jew. He says, no, Peter, you always get excited, always running after some new revelation. Look at him again. Not me, I'm going out there for nothing. See, my foot on solid ground right here. That might have sounded good. Listen carefully. Very close. While you step out here, and Peter began to walk, there's all a means. Here was Peter. He was locked in the channel of the super sense.
Amen.
Yeah. Under that message of identification,
amen,
something struck his heart,
yeah,
and brought him into the same channel that Jesus was in.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
And his eyes was now glued on the revealed one.
Amen.
He saw the Son of Man. He knew it was the Son of Man.
Amen.
He saw himself walk in the water a while he was coming. But see, he began to take his eyes off of his revelation.
Yeah.
And he get caught back up in the environment around him. And when he get caught back up in the environment around him, he found himself dropping out in the channel.
Yeah.
And he began to sink.
Yeah.
And in desperation he cried out, he said, Lord, save me!
Yeah. Amen.
And the never failing presence of Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Charity never fails.
Yeah. Amen.
The other Son of Man, the seventh seed Christ himself.
Amen.
Strong hand of sin, pick him back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says what it was? He was obeying the word.
Amen.
The word who tell him to come.
Amen.
And because he's coming, even though he made a mistake,
yes,
Lord, he was under obedience.
Glory.
Even though he made a mistake,
yes,
he was under the obedience of the word, and the word listened back.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Bring it back up.
Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And then when they came into the boat, all the rest, they had to come to them and say, of a truly, of a truth,
yes,
this is the Son of God. Same thing as God as spirit. They changed the testimony.
Yeah.
Say, really? There is truth in true boy. I thought it was a spirit. I thought this was false. I thought I was a devil boy. But I wasn't going there for nothing. But it takes one foot. Struck them right. One with a hunger to see the safety in their own life. One wasn't just contented just to sit down and talk about the message, and talk about the prophet, and talk about the past, and play church. But one who knew that present hour
is that something that will meet the challenge of the hour.
Amen.
Is that something that will master all circumstances.
Yes.
And so it is plain in the Son of Man. We saw one this day that said, let the best, let the strong man come from him, and let the sun shine before him. When that prophet was up in that mountain, and that blizzard was coming, many wrote it. Speaking many times the message. Here the blizzard coming, the brothers is all in the camp already. He was out in the mountain. While he was out in the mountain, you know, he decided, well, better run back to camp now. And while he was running to the camp, somebody said, stop, where are you going? Turn around and go back into the prison. And he said, man, why would somebody tell me, go back into the prison? That's my debt. He said, but that's that voice who spoke to me.
Amen.
And then, when he turned back around and began to follow him, he began to follow him. He said, I am the God who created heaven
and earth.
I was the one that night in the sea who stopped the storm.
Amen.
He said, you speak to the storm. And he said, storm, go back where you come from. I resent your coming. Let the sun shine for 4 days until all these men here get the trophies he was hunting. He said, that storm went through like that. And the world went here and separated. They went 4 ways. Some came back on ground. We see one who could watch a little fish after all the inwards was pulled out of the hook. Say, a little fishy, Jesus Christ, give it back to life.
Amen.
Amen. We saw one say, let there be a spirit, let one come on here, let one come on here. What was that? He was showing us there's something.
Amen.
The master, the present circumstances.
Amen.
There's something that fits the challenge of this hour. Here it is, that hour. When we get so dark and stormy, when we have all hopes is gone, he's coming back around.
Amen.
That word from those who had a painful desire. Those who got into a channel of communication. Those who got under the inspiration of the revelation. Those who are willing to step out by faith and not sit down there and criticize and be skeptical and suspicious and negative and look. And the devil had them all confused. Testifying on the word and the same time calling us to it.
Yeah.
Amen. But here he was. He come in that hour and he was taking the fears and the doubts out and he was lifting them to a higher level of faith. And he showed them that he will not leave them, he will not forsake them. He had a purpose for them, he had a ministry for them. And though the storms came, though the wind struck and destroyed them, though they didn't see him for all that time. And he's running in the dark, just testifying, testimony services, testifying about their own experiences and these things. But now he has shown them, he got out. He was in the sea. He was going to be right in the midst with them until they cross over to the other side.
Amen.
Let's all stand to our feet now.
Let us use this song, the illusion come.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow.
The close of the service coming up with the nation. 168.
Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. Come where? Come into a higher level of faith. Come into the fullness of the promises of God for this hour. Come into a rapturing grace. Come into a perfect faith that can master all circumstances. Come. I trust there's a desire in your heart tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Want to come for a closer walk. Come for a deeper experience. Come into a greater faith than what you have known before. Come to a higher level. Realizing the hour will.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can
Lord, can we pray softly with bow head and put our hands? Almighty God, we stand in the presence tonight, Father. Lord, hearing your voice saying, come, it is I, be not afraid. We have good cheer. Lord, pray, dear God, that voice would strike deep down in our souls and lift us up into a realm where we can look away from the circumstances that surround us. Lord, all the storms, all the violent winds, all the great waves, all these things that seem to threaten our security, all these circumstances, these adverse conditions that seems, Lord, to want to hold us in the humanistic realm. Hold us in the realm of things that are seen. The Lord, may you so anoint our faith to that.
Yes.
The Bible says we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith.
Yes,
we walk after the things that are unseen.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may we break beyond that some barrier of all those voices of fear and speculation and skepticism.
Yes, Lord.
Suspicion, Lord. Break into the realm of faith, Father.
Yes,
Lord, where we can desire what we saw manifest in that dirty poem. Where we can see the token in the life of Jesus Christ. That perfect faith that can master all circumstances. That faith of our fathers who live still inside of us. The faith of the Son of God, as Paul said, the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, gracious Father, I pray tonight, dear God, these words be spoken. Lord, cause to bring encouragement. Cause to anoint the faith of your people. And give them understanding, Lord. To see what has transpired over these years. Since when last we saw a manifestation of the Son of Man. And Lord, we've come to these long testimony services. But Lord, we have struck an hour where we see the conditions, economic crisis. Global ecological crisis, financial crisis, political crisis, national troubles, domestic troubles, religious troubles. It just seems to strike the earth everywhere. Sickness is in every hand, disease, pestilence, war. All kind of troubles, Father. The Lord, this hour, when the bride of Jesus Christ, the believers of this revealed word message, ought to be entered into a rupturing faith.
Yes.
Oh, how we need another visitation.
Yes.
How we need a message identifying your presence, Lord.
Yes.
Unveiling you.
Hallelujah.
And inspiring our faith.
Yes.
A message that will place us positionally. And let us know where we are and what we are in your economy, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God, may you just take these broken up words tonight and inspire them in the hearts of the people. Just come and take this little drama tonight, Father. Trying to make it so real to the people, I pray that the Holy Spirit will take it and use it, Lord, that might give them a channel of inspiration. The Lord God will cause them to lift up their heads and look at themselves. See you, the Son of Man, coming in power and glory. He said, when we see all these troubles, look up our redemption to our
hand.
Gracious God, I pray that you would do that for us tonight, Father.
Yes.
Lord, it will help us, God to us. For you said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by your word. Lord God, these divine revealed mystery truths that have been revealed in this hour, you said, will literally turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of their fathers. So I pray, dear God, with this little message to this congregation, and commit them into your hands, commit these words into your hands, Father. Your Holy Spirit, take it, and deal with it in the hearts of the people. Lord, may draw them close to you to have greater faith in your promises. I pray and ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Your
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. So, please,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe we really heard a really inspiring message tonight. Let me say amen.
Amen.
Amen. To the Lord Jesus Christ. And that really encouraged me greatly. I believe that it's encouraged all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That just tells me how much the Lord cares for us. how much the Lord really loves us. As scripture says, for Christ another church, he gave his life for it. Is it? Is how much more the Lord cherish and nourish his church.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what he did to us tonight. Amen. Dear brother and sister, let's keep the faith. Let's really know the Lord Jesus Christ is so real.
Amen.
He's so real. He's so ever real. He's unfailing.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you all. We shall meet here tomorrow at 7:30. The service is arranged. But try to come as early as possible so you can start it off quickly and you won't, you know, take too much of delay. Alright? So try at least by 7:15, that will be well. We all can be in the spirit of prayer before we start the service. So good night. God bless you.